Governor Doyle thanked soldiers for leaving jobs and college classes to help restore order to the flooded streets of New Orleans.
We need well-trained, well-disciplined MPs and support staff, obviously, in that part of the country right now. And America is very, very lucky that in the Wisconsin National Guard we have exactly the people that need to be there.
Many of the departing soldiers came back from Iraq barely a year ago. In New Orleans, their mission is to deal with the wave of looting that spread through the city. They've been briefed on President Bush's announced zero-tolerance policy for dealing with looters. But 28-year-old Sergeant Elizabeth Bosick of Milwaukee says they're ready to go easy on people who are just trying to gather food and supplies to survive.
We understand that those are families in need, and we will deal with that appropriately. There are also people taking things that don't belong to them and have no need to take them, so we'll deal with them forcefully and appropriately as well.
Bosick's colleague, 33-year-old Lieutenant Scott Culla of Johnson Creek, says the unit is trained to tell the difference between what he calls bad guys and those in need.
We're not going down there to try and find people you can go shoot. We're down there to stop them. Hopefully a show of force is enough, and we can make things happen and get back to helping the good people.
Bosick says the main difference between this mission and his tour in Iraq is he's going to help fellow Americans. He says many in his unit know victims of the storm.
There are brothers and sisters, friends, families, and relatives. A lot of these young soldiers that are out here are very excited about going down and actually doing something for, even though it's Louisiana, we hope they come do the same thing for us.
Over the weekend, more Wisconsin National Guard units will be heading south to provide relief. Tomorrow, 50 trucks, including 9 5,000-gallon fuel tankers and more than 100 soldiers, will leave from Janesville. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.